What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, we're going to start to give out to certain affiliates some kind of an award. I don't know if we should cut a check or give them a trophy or send our best wishes or give them a big, wet, sloppy one or maybe have them take one off the chin. I don't know. But anytime an affiliate does something that's cool, we want to mention it. And here's something that KGEO AM 1230 Hot Talk in Bakersfield, California, did a promotion this weekend. Phil or football. So when you weren't hearing football, you were hearing our show. Now, there are some people who, I know some guys in this business, sometimes a radio station will just run hours and hours of tape of their shows, and they get a little tired of it because they think they're, you know, working extra for, you know, the same amount of money. I don't care. I think that's the station of the week as far as I'm concerned. KGEO, Hot Talk, 1230 in Bakersfield, filler football, all weekend long. Thank you, dear Jesus. All right. That's what I call knocking it out of the park. Thank you, baby. If I may call you baby. What if the program director's a woman? Thanks a lot, baby. That's great. Now, you can probably hear the state of my voice. What does that mean? Well, if you've followed this radio show for any length of time, you know that around this time of year and for, you know, off and on throughout the winter months, I get cold. And one of the reasons why I get a cold is because I probably have allergies. And one of the reasons why I have allergies, who knows? Maybe living in L.A., maybe breathing the air out of the vents in our studio, maybe smoking cigarettes, maybe not smoking cigarettes. Maybe I should smoke more. Maybe I should smoke less. I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with it because my dear friend, Mr. Newman, sitting here, who picks up every disease his kid comes crawling home with. Mark's kid is not yet walking, right? Is Jack still, is he walking? Oh, he's going out into the neighborhood and picking up all kinds of disease. He brings it back into the house. Then Mark comes in here with freaking running sores in his face. Looks like something out of The Stand. Cat, listen to my throat. I can't do that. All right. Now, tonight we're going to have Herb Sewell on. Herb is... Mr. Sewell, some of you may know, it's really, really kind of serious. Mr. Sewell is a man who did 8 years incarcerated in a psychiatric hospital for crimes against children. Mr. Sewell is going to be on our program tonight to discuss what he calls the never-ending, and forgive my language, quote, ball-breaking, end of quote, over child molestation. Once you get out, shouldn't there be a statute of limitations on what he calls the... ball breaking. I got an email from Herb today, and I'm quoting, "When are they going to stop breaking my balls on this thing? It was 10 years ago. I did the time, I paid for the crime, and I went in a guilty man, I came out an innocent man." Now, that's a very interesting statement. I went in a guilty man, I came out an innocent man. So tonight on our show, we'll be talking with Herb Sewell, who has taken a job in order that he may write a book on consumer activity as a Santa Claus in a mall. It's coming up tonight on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I like football, and when I say that I like football, I like all kinds of football. I watch all kinds of football. I watch NFL. I watch college. I used to have a problem with college because I thought the enthusiasm for college football was a little bit overdone. But I've since grown to sort of reattach myself to college football. I watch arena football. I watch the NFL Europe. I watch the Canadian League. I watch it all because I like the game. I don't know what it is about the game that appeals to me. I think it's the fact that it's very much a game of strategy that I guess I understand the strategy of football better than I do any other sport. I don't get the strategy in basketball. I don't understand the strategy in baseball. And I know there are people that could tell you about it. You know, when you have a runner on base, you got to advance. You know, you listen to these guys doing baseball games, and I couldn't be more bored. You know, I'm listening. God bless Vin Scully. I love him. You know, he does a Dodger game. But Vin is like, all right, now when the runner advances 3 feet, and then the man, well, see, look, he just tipped his shoulder. I don't know any of that. But football, for some reason, I get it. And so on Sunday, I was watching the Canadian League game. On Sunday, it was the Grey Cup, and that's the championship of the CFL. And I just want to say to all you guys up at the CBC, the guy that hosted the whole thing, that Brian Williams, whatever his name is, other than the fact that he didn't know what time it was, what the names of the teams were, or how to pronounce the players' names, great job, Brian. That was fantastic. Jesus. Now, I want to say one thing. Mark Lee, the guy that did the play-by-play, outstanding. One of the best I've ever heard. If this guy, and I'm being serious, if he didn't have such a thick Canadian, he doesn't have a thick Canadian accent, but he's got just enough of that again bullcrap, the organization bull, it's going to get picked out by an American audience. Outstanding play-by-play guy. I mean, what a real classic style. But the guy that did the wraparound, the cat they had as the studio host, and they did the same thing they do in the NFL. They had the little table at the end of the stadium, and there's fans. There's a bunch of drunk Canadians, And he had Darren Flutie, Doug's brother, some other guy, Greg Frears, I don't know, might have been a star in the Canadian League, and some other dude with a wild-looking Greg Proop-style haircut. Just a wild, almost like a fuller brush cut. This guy starts out, I'm watching it, and they zoom in, it's a BC Place Dome. It's 5:30 here on the West Coast. Really? Well, it's 2:30, Jack Ball, because I'm on the West Coast, and it was 2:30. All right, that's fine. And dig this. This is what he says. Now, this is the Grey Cup. This is on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. It's the big network up there, okay? And the quality of the play-by-play, like I told you, I would put it next to any that I hear in the States. But be that as it may, here's a guy that's calling this thing. It's 5:30 here on the West Coast at BC Place Stadium in Vancouver, where the Edmonton Eskimos are about to meet the Montreal Expos. I mean, the Montreal Alouettes are going to play the Edmonton Eskimos. Okay, and then the guy's name is Jay Moss. He's a backup quarterback for Edmonton. And there's been a quarterback controversy in Edmonton. Jay Moss, Ricky Ray, Jay Moss. This jackass is sitting there doing the halftime thing when they sit at the desk. Okay, Billy, what do you think? Well, I think they really ought to pass the ball. Well, Moss, hey, I got a great idea for you guys up there. I know you love your hockey. Just keep your hockey announcers away from the football games. Just put them back there in Toronto. Stick them on ice. You know what I think happens when Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is publicly owned. So what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means guys get seniority. See, in other words, they don't promote up there on merit. Some guy's got a locked-in gig, and this guy who did the hockey for 9 million years decides he wants to do a Grey Cup game. And so he goes up there, and his guy's name is Mass, and it's 5:30, and he thinks he's saying Mass. It's 5:30, his name's Mass, and it's the Montreal Expos, who don't even exist any longer. And this guy's doing it. It did. It shocked me. I told my wife, I said, listen to this. And she says, what do you care? I said, well, I'm a broadcaster. I mean, I notice these things. And then I found out how much the guy was making, and so it didn't bother me as much anymore. Now, I have just talked for 10 straight minutes, and my throat feels really bad. We'll see. As the evening progresses here on CBC, welcome to this broadcast of the Edmonton Expos versus the Montreal Expos.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We got a something from an unofficial fan site called SweetFeatheryJesus.com that we actually put on the homepage of our website, www.philhendryshow.com, proof of comb-over boys inbreeding, and you'll want to see that just as soon as you possibly can. Now we're going to take a look at a flashback. Actually, I think what I'll do is listen to it. You may want to look at it. And it is a flashback, and it's from somebody named Reagan, R-E-A-G-A-N. Oh, President Reagan. Okay, just before he died, he sent us this. It says, thanks, Ron Reagan. Well, that's great. It says, hey, Phil, the Let's Kill Arafat Marathon should be considered a new classic and is one of my favorites. Would you please play it? It features Margaret and Lloyd. It's an oldie, baby. This thing goes back like 3-4 years. Here it is, the Let's Kill Arafat Marathon. Margaret?
Yes, Phil. I already know. I've been listening, and I've been brushing up a couple of numbers. Lloyd's with me. Lloyd, darling?
Yes. It's Henry, Robert.
All right, hold on for a minute.
No, but I want to tell you.
Hold on for a minute.
That's all right, yesterday. Lloyd's here, Phil. Lloyd's here. and he'll help me sing the song. And I think we can do something good, right, Mr. Holland?
I think you can do some great good, because it'll liven up this rotten show of his.
Ike, what are you honestly telling me that I'm going to sit here and do a radiothon to raise money to kill Arafat?
Yes! That was your big disc jockey morning show bit idea. Now follow through on it.
Phil, can I say something, Phil?
What?
I think, if not $50 million, I think we can raise a fair amount of money. Lloyd, what do you want?
I want to say, Mr. Henry, that I think you're very courageous. I think Arafat is a piece of filth. God, I hate him so deeply. And I'd like to tell you that I'm proud of you.
There you go, Phil. You're really locking up that upper 70 demo, aren't you? Really getting that 75-plus demo.
Look, I didn't mean...
You didn't mean? Well, you got it now. Now raise the money.
Phil, it's going to be good. It's all right, Phil.
All right. What are we doing?
Lloyd and I are going to sing...
What happened?
He's down.
The old man down?
Yeah, apparently. Is he all right?
Lloyd, come on.
Sing it again, okay?
Sorry, I lost my footing. All right, Phil. You told me to lay down. I could see all the way up, you... Give me the phone. Phil, I am very, very sorry.
Do you understand what's happening here? Do any of you understand what's happening here?
I understand. You opened your big mouth and said you could raise $50 million to give any guy the greased Arafat. Now we got to raise the money.
I was joking.
Bull crap. Go ahead, Margaret.
Darling, it's going to be all right, Phil.
Okay, fine.
Good God, don't be angry at me. It was not my idea. I called in to think I thought I could help.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
I'm going to sing a song. Phil, I used to sing professionally. Don't worry. Hello?
I'm right here.
Well, I'm sorry. I had a late lunch.
Where's the old man?
Lloyd, are you all right?
I can see you.
Would you get him under control? What is so? You're a professional singer. Forget it, man. It ain't working. You hit that high note there, Margaret.
What?
You gotta watch what you're saying.
I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah.
What?
Do you need to give the commentary?
All I said...
I know what you said. Can you believe an African-American wrote this, Phil?
Well, I mean, it's a very nice ballad.
Ever heard of Smokey Robinson?
Yes.
One of the greatest songwriters of all time. Need I go on?
Well, I didn't.
Just sing it.
I can see right up your...
All right. Get that guy. What do you want?
Let's stave it off, Phil.
Yeah.
You're out of control, man.
All right. Well, I didn't ask to go on this thing, okay?
Well, it's really, I'm looking at...
There it is. That's our Kill Arafat telethon, a request that we had today. And funny, about 2 days later, he died. Now, it was a couple of years later, so. And why make a joke out of it, huh? Why not just let the guy die? Why can't people just die? What, do we got to make jokes about it later on? I mean, there's still somebody around that cares, isn't there? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Justin, go ahead.
Mr. Henry, I wanted to ask you about the Canadian football game that you saw.
Yeah.
Is that the same one where they wear hot pants, or is that a different one?
What do you mean, hot pants? Hello?
Yes, sir. Don't they wear hot pants in that?
Are you talking about the Canadian football is like American football?
Well, what... No, I think they wear, like, hot pants and tube tops or something.
What are you talking about, man? I've never seen that. The Canadian game, they wear the same thing. Helmets, pads.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, what's the one where they wear hot pants?
He means Australian.
Australian rules?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, don't they wear hot pants in a,
Well, look, dude, I wouldn't call them hot pants. What do you mean, hot pants?
Well, they're way up... They suck way up. Basically, see the guys. I don't know how they play that game. I mean, it's like it's shooting out of both sides.
All right, Well, I'll tell you, I don't know a lot about the Australian rules game. I know it's a very, very tough game. They don't wear any padding, and they do a lot of hitting.
Yeah. Really? Oh, gee. They do a lot of hitting. Yeah. Of course they do. They're all getting together in ways that, you know.
Yeah, okay, man. Go ahead. Make your gay jokes with your friends. You want to watch one of those games.
I do, man. How do you think I know they wear hot pants?
What I'm saying is you ought to watch, like, the whole game, not just get out of here. What you ought to do is, like, watch the game and not just be flipping through the channels and go, hey, look at those guys wearing hot pants with a funny-shaped ball and keep on going. Those cats are nuts. All right, and that's probably what they ought to do for that sport. If you want to promote it on television up here, those cats are nuts. Australian rules football. Hot pants, tube tops, and it's coming out both sides. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to remind people wherever you are, and I don't care where you are, man. You could be our buddy Rom there in, where is he, man? Is that like Sri Lanka? He's like on the coast of India. He's our one listener. It's the Phil Hendry Outpost in India. Or one of them cats in Japan that listens to us, or people in the States. Wherever you are, on Sunday, December the 11th, we are going to be in my hometown of Arcadia. I wouldn't ask you to travel anywhere were it not for me being in my little hometown of Arcadia, California. And I'm going to be at the Dave & Buster's at 400 South Baldwin Avenue. Yes, how I long remember those sunny days, riding my little bicycle up Baldwin Avenue. Yes, in those days, they used to call it light to moderate eye irritation from smog. And you know, as I rode my little bike up from Holy Angels on my way up to our house, high above the little town of Arcadia, I could feel my lungs aching as the blood began to pour from my nose. I'm kidding. It was never that bad. Let me tell you something. You grew up out in that smog pit called the San Gabriel Valley, and brother, you kick ass. We'll be back to our Clint Eastwood movie marathon in a moment. All right, now, anyway, on Sunday the 11th, we are going to be at Dave & Buster's 400 South Baldwin Avenue in Arcadia. And that's located in the Santa Anita Mall. And if the term Santa Anita sounds familiar, you got it. Right next door to the beautiful, prestigious Santa Anita Racetrack. So it'll be right there on the second floor, the new wing. The first 250 people to arrive between 3 and 4 will receive a wristband and admittance to a special 30-minute Phil Hendry one-man show. Dig that. And we will be signing copies of our new CD, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2005 CD, Are You For Real? All the proceeds from the CD sales, $20 each, go to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And it's sponsored in part by our good pals here in Los Angeles, Extra Sports, Dave & Buster's, My Friend's Place, and you people who have supported our radio show for all these many years, how I deeply, deeply feel for you. So be there on Sunday the 11th, and again, we'll be signing from 4 to 6. Listeners are welcome to arrive as early as 3 p.m. If you arrive any earlier than 3 p.m., you will be beaten. And I'm sorry, I've just been told that by the Arcadia police. You are going to, because I know those cats. They used to chase me around. You get there earlier than 3, and guess what, friend? You and I have a problem. How do you like that? You know, I don't think that there is a radio station in the world or a radio personality that will actually beat his listeners if they get there too early, except for this one. No, you could show up whenever you want, man. Of course, I'm kidding around. Although, don't bug me. No, it's fine. You guys get there whenever you want. And then at 3 o'clock, if you're one of the first 250, I'll do a one-man show. And that'll be kind of cool. I could do a two-man show, but that means I'd have to bring Bud. All right, so anyway, our number here, 1-800-449-8686. The reason why we're playing this music, it's time for a little bit of email. And I want to read this for you guys. Those of you who do email us, you do so at phs@philhendryshow.com. You know that. But if you want to email us, you can do it at the same address, phs@philhendryshow.com. This is from Jim. He says, the first I heard of your show was when I was scanning across the dial, and I heard your interview regarding the woman who started a huge forest fire one day, and she blamed her insecurity. I don't remember who you interviewed, but he asked, what would you trade a forest for, the life of a child? And he inevitably suggested that a caller would rather stick a child in a post rather than give up a forest? Stick a child on a post rather than give up a forest? I think I remember the bit, and I think it went something along the lines of she started the fire because she was inadvertently humped by a moose or something. And she was so humiliated, she decided to burn the whole forest to the ground. And then somebody called, and the character, whoever he was, I forget, said, so in other words, you want to save a forest, which means you'd probably just go ahead and throw a kid down a well, something like that. Anyway, Jim, thanks for writing, and I'm so very glad that I had to rewrite your letter and interpret it for, well, probably not the audience, just for me, because I'm dumb. Hey, Phil, no doubt everyone has sent you a picture of Mini Dickman's container, and we have gotten this Mini Dickman candy. It's, I think it's German. But just in case, here's a scan of the box that I picked up yesterday. They suck, by the way. If Bud spent his formative years shoving this crap in his face, then no wonder he's a mushhead today. Cheers and thanks for a great show, Ken. And Ken's in Deutschland. Thanks for the email, man, from...
What?
Deutschland.
Where's that?
Germany.
Is that a town?
No, that's the name of Germany, man. That's what they call it in German, Deutschland.
Oh, God, is that queer.
Yeah. Jesus. Sure, man, it's only their language. God, don't you have a queer language? Look at this, Mini Dickmans. Boy, no kidding, Dickman. And this is your family's fortune, huh?
Yeah, my dear, we made a lot of money on that.
What is it, like some, it's a chalk that, that looks like the top of a condom. Good God. All right, you talked a couple of months ago about the law of impeding traffic and spoke about those jackballs that drive slow in the carpool lane. Last Friday, I was driving through Long Beach, and some ass was driving exactly 65 in a carpool lane. I got out to pass him and was immediately tagged by the CHP. I asked the douche, excuse me, the dude, why he would pull me over instead of the other guy for impeding traffic and why I've never heard of anyone being pulled over for impeding. He said, I've pulled over tons of people for impeding traffic. If someone's driving too slow in a fast lane, you have to speed up to get around them. It's kind of a catch-22 and some other BS. Apparently, if someone's going over the limit, the flow of the rest of the traffic becomes irrelevant. You can't be pulled over for impeding if you're not under the limit. What? If you're not under the limit, you can't be pulled over for impeding if you're over the limit, is what he's saying. That's right. Oh, that's bull crap. The kicker is that I was, listen to me, that's bull crap. It's only a cop talking like he doesn't know his job. The kicker is that I was back down to speed so fast that the fastest he clocked me at was exactly 65 with an estimated speed of 80 miles per hour. You think it's worth fighting, seeing as how I did exactly what he said I should have done? Boy, that tears it. Sam in Orange County. Boy, no kidding, man. You got to speed up to get around him. I thought you're not supposed to pass on the right. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know what, bud? I don't want to listen to your relatives anymore, okay?
Well, it's a really great record.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to hear your aunt singing anymore. All right, we'll be right back with more garbage. 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell, out of a psychiatric prison for child molestation, now working as a Santa Claus in a mall. That's coming up on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We have a little more email to read. I wanted to mention that Raquel of Toronto was a website we were plugging on our show last week, and we plugged it for a couple of reasons. One, because she's a pretty incredibly beautiful chick, and she's got a consort service. I think I'd say, or is it consort, or is it, it's, what is it called? It's, what the hell do they call that? Escort, yeah. What's a consort? It's like the emperor's third wife, isn't it, a consort? It is, like, he has his wife, then he has his consort. So it's an escort service. And I did email. She was very sweet. She emailed back, and she is a fan of our show. But when I emailed and I asked, would you be interested to interview on the show? Because I don't really do interviews of real people. No email back. No nothing, right? Then I had Michelle, and then we said, well, you know, we made you Chris Norton's Babe of the Week. No, nothing, you know. So maybe you think I'm stalking you. Is that it, baby? No, I'm not, because, frankly, The pictures on your website, I think you're probably about 15 years older than that right now, aren't you, honey? Because I got a good look at one of your more recent photos. Oh, my God. I'm kidding. Sorta. Well, I mean, you know, you asked for it, toots. Look, you don't want to be putting any pictures up on your website of you. I mean, you were slamming in 1981. You know, I mean, that's, you cannot do that, man. Here are some pictures of me. Wow, that's really great. When were these taken? That was 72. And when, what are you now, 72? Or that was picture was taken when, in 1972? So I just wanted to mention that she is our Chris Norton Babe of the Week. The picture of her is incredible. Did you see it, Mark? This is the picture of Raquel of Toronto, the Chris Norton Babe of the Week. What I was going to do is I was going to interview her and then direct you to her website so you could take a look. Some of you cats out there I know have a couple of dollars. When in Toronto, visit Raquel of Toronto for all of your escort needs, man. Would have been a good plug-a-risky, but I'm sure she don't need it. She probably is around some of the bigger names in Hollywood. Whoopee freaking do. All right, now, if the throat sounds rough, believe me, I know. I'm the guy with the cold. It blows. I don't know what to tell you. And don't give me this crap about if I took better care of myself. Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Mark just informed me that picture of Raquel of Toronto was taken before color film was invented. Thank you, Mark. Now then. What is it? She's on the beach. It's like 1921 or something. Holy God. That's a pretty good shot for 1921. Okay. So now that we've made a freaking permanent enemy out of her. Phil, do you think those Florida State chicks' boobs are real? This is the kind of mentality I got now. You see, this is the problem with you guys. I put a picture of the Florida State women up. This radio program is about all kinds of things. And you cats with this boob obsession, I got done telling you last week, I'll say it again. Boobs are so freaking overrated, or whatever you want to call them, breasts, or whatever word we're allowed to say. What are we allowed to say, Bud?
Sweater Hogans or blouse clowns.
All right. Sweater Hogans or blouse clowns.
Yeah, that's the memo I got just recently.
All right, thank you. Yes, gentlemen, Sweater Hogans. Sweater Hogans. Way overrated, pal. He says, do you think those boobs are real? Yeah, I do. No, of course, no, man. Like every chick's getting a breast job now. 15-year-old girls are getting them. Every mother is very proud of a daughter who has fake breasts. In some of the more affluent, seriously, man, like in some of the more affluent communities in America, I'm telling you, there's 16 and 17-year-old girls that are going out. How do I know? I have my sources. Two sons. All right. Jesus. I've got my sources. I've actually got three sons. One of them, God bless him, we don't think he's pubescent yet. He's 6'8", but we're not sure that anything else is happening there. All right, so anyway, he says, I would appreciate your comments on the topic. You know, you got to be some kind of what's your name? Tom Schlenk? Yeah, okay, Tom. Let me tell you what, man. You have fun, brother. You have fun with those, you know, BBs and a billiard table that you mess around with, man. I don't know. What are you cats with all of this stuff? The obsession with breasts. Half of you guys, the chicks I see you with, you'd think it was the other way around. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, that is the most important part of a woman. Her mind. My name is Bob Sweater Hogan. Thank you for making fun of my name. And we'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I got two emails that go together. Here's one that says, Phil, I bought a backstage pass today, and I got to tell you, it was the best $7 I ever spent. That's where you can get a subscription to our site and listen to our archive comedy and all that. Listening to the live stream was so funny, I actually took my laptop with me into the bathroom while I blasted one out. And just so I wouldn't miss any of it. I live in Tampa, so we have the 24-hour delay I still don't understand. And the archives of the webcast was better. I tell everybody to listen on WFLA. Most of them don't because they're talking to me, so how smart can they be? true. Thanks again. I'm signing up for a year pass and getting your Best Of CD to give to some relatives in Detroit. Thanks, Nick. Here's the next email. Phil, could you get on a more powerful station in the Detroit area? Or better yet, the Bay City, Saginaw, Midland area. I'm happy to have the MP3s and other means to listen to you, but would love to be able to talk about your show with other people who know and understand you. We are a small but tightly knit group of fans here in the Central Michigan, Midland, Saginaw area. Kind of like the Jackson Whites. Oh, yeah. That's cool. What if we're, like, hot in the Jackson White area? I don't know, but that would be so, like, amazing. That's right. Our signing will be this Saturday in New Jersey. You just go up the hill from Mark's house. There's a whole, got a big line of cats with, like, long, straight brown hair, blue eyes, and sort of indented foreheads and bare feet and overalls. And they're all just Stone fans. Yes, once again, that signing will be at Stag Hill in New Jersey, just 30 miles outside of Manhattan. Anyway, the guy says, I've always talked to my kids and immediate family about a recent show that I'm still laughing about, and they give me that real weird look. There he goes with the Phil Hendry stuff. You got to get on the air here. I need to meet some more fellow fans. Again, a loyal subscriber, Greg Dardis. That's in the Midland, Saginaw, Bay City area. Well, we're on in Flint, and we're on in Detroit. I don't know where Bay City is. Is that where the Rollers are from? Ha, 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 ha. Now, I don't know, man, but we're trying. We're trying the best we can. I'd like to thank the wonderful people that put us on in San Diego, man, the Infinity people. That is a beautiful thing, and it's a great station, and thank God for that, because finally San Diego, well, San Diego doesn't quite have that, I don't know, dung brown color to it anymore, does it? I'm kidding around. Well, actually, I'm not. San Diego is a good place. It's not a great place, but it's a good place. It's a great place to go. Look, if you got to stop and take a leak, couldn't be a better town. All right. You think I'm joking around? I think there's good things about San Diego and there's bad things about San Diego. But I ain't about to go down there and find out what the good things are. Because the last time I was down there, some cat in a flat hat came up to me, man, and offered me $5 to sit on his feet. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.